When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Studio Secrets A to Z. I'm your host, Anthony J. Resta, and this week we're going to be doing something completely different. Basically, I'm going to be introducing 12 new tracks. Well, they're not new. They're just from a compilation of favorite co-writes with various artists, and I'm going to start doing this every quarter to get 50 songs a year up on the interwebs for film and TV licensing, advertising, video games, whatever. Just a one-stop destination for people looking for cool, high-quality music, and I'm honored and thrilled to share these artists, and they're in no particular order. I'm going to be doing this like every quarter, like I said, and there's over 50 hours of music on Spotify to choose from, so I'm just going to kind of curate them on the fly, if you will. So we're going to start right into a track called Bittersweet that I wrote with Jennifer Crane back around, I say, 2001. And it was a song that just never got released for whatever reason. She moved on to different styles and just, you know, these things happen. Stuff gets on the hard drive and just stays there sometimes. And that's one of the reasons I'm doing this. I love this song. We wrote it together and she's singing and I'm performing the music. It has Nuno Bettencourt on bass, which she's a phenomenal bass player. And it was great to get Nuno in on this one. And I'm going to play about two and a half minutes of each of these so that I don't put you to sleep, and then you'll have something to look forward to tomorrow when it comes out. It's going to actually midnight tonight. It will be out, and it's Cinematic Mojo Volume 1. And here's the first track, Bittersweet.
Just like exposed.
So that's Bittersweet by Jennifer Crane and myself. Nuno on bass. I love his bass playing. You ate the stars and spat them out. That's such a cool line. This whole song is sort of a metaphor comparing a relationship to an addiction to sugar. Bittersweet, sugar-free, just like it's supposed to be. So anyway, that's a fun song. So glad it's finally coming out to the world. So a couple of track notes. My guitars were recorded through the filter of an MS-20, which gives it that really round, kind of filtered out fuzz, but it's very soft and gentle in the ears. What else? There's a lot of future retro 777 in there you can hear. And there's a stylophone solo, which we didn't get to hear, but you'll be able to hear it after midnight tonight. Cool. So we're going to move on to the next track. This is a song that's going to be a world premiere right here. Nobody's ever heard it other than my friends over the years. A song I wrote with Dale Bozzio when I was playing with her back in the early 90s. And basically, we took some of my poems and put them on a pile, and she ad-libbed over them. And I did this sort of techno track singing some... you'll hear it. Anyway, it's called Alone in the Universe. And this is Dale Bozzio and Ajax Rayovac from 1991.
Alone in the Universe. Frozen in space and time.
With Dale Bozzio or Bozzio and myself, and Chris Lannon and I mixed that at Cortland Recording Studios, I would say 1990, after about, I don't know, 30 Milwaukee's finest beers. It's pretty amazing that it came out like that. It's just a really fun track. It's a plethora of insanity. You've got big band hits. You've got me going, and, you know, Dale reciting my poetry with her trademark hiccup. It's just great fun. Actually, some of the live drum fills were taken from a performance of me playing live with Dale that Paul Hager recorded on the road, and I took them off the DAT and flew them into this version. It was pretty involved. It was a fun track, and it's coming out tonight at midnight as well. So let's move on to number three. This next track is a band that I formed, or we formed, two friends of mine from back in Boston, Bob Marsh and Jack Marsh, and we worked together in the early 90s as well, and we made an album of music with all instruments built before 1979. That was sort of the prerequisite for anything that we put on these songs, and we co-wrote them, lyrics and music, and performed them together in the studio, and it was just a wonderful time. The album's out. It's called Mad the Martian, and it's all our childhood influences thrown into a blender. And this next song would be a great sports anthem for like football or anything. It's called Come On, Come On, Come On, and here we go. I couldn't cut off him.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price,
Priceline. Henley's sax solo is Henley Douglas doing all those baritone horns and the alto sax solo, and then Bob Marsh's guitar solo. It just wasn't right to cut them off, so I went a little longer on that one. But what a cool jam that is! Jack is singing that full voice, that high rock and roll stadium voice. He's just a great singer. Jeff Calder banging on the piano. Cariotti's amazing mix with all those kind of Elton John 70s. Slap back on the tom-toms. Just a fun retro thing, and we just used all vintage amps, guitars, drums, everything. anyway, that's Mad the Martian. Check out that on the compilation, and also the full album is up on Spotify. Cool. Let's move on to the next one. So here we have a song that was kind of written freestyle. A friend of mine, John Cate, who I've made a few records with, is just a wonderful singer-songwriter, and he has his pulse on a lot of young artists and people coming up. And he was, I guess he was in Malibu, and he heard this girl playing her ukulele and singing out on the pier or by a restaurant or something, and he confronted her. He said, "Oh my God, I love your voice." And he said, "You got to meet my friend Anthony. He's a producer. He could really do something interesting with you." So I guess she was in a wetsuit, like with a surfboard, the whole California thing. So John made an introduction, and she came down to the studio for a meeting to talk about possibly working together. And I just happened to be playing with my boomerang guitar looper as she was walking through the door, and I had this cool guitar loop in there. And we barely spoke 10 words, and I said, "Hey, do you want to freestyle over this?" And I put down the guitar loop, and then she just started doing stream of conscious lyrics over it. And it was just brilliant. The song is called Perfect. I'll tell you more about it when we get to the end. But it was one of those magical things that just came together in a really cool, mysterious way. I put lap steel and flute and a bunch of orchestration on it afterwards. But she's got this really wonderful voice, and it's a little reminiscent of Karen Carpenter in spots, and who's one of my favorite singers. And here it is. Her name is M. She goes by E.M. and just M. And here's the song, Perfect. Perfect by myself and M. She keeps handing them the detonators and swallowing the dynamite. That was kind of a stream of conscious poem she was messing with in real time. It's pretty brilliant. I'm so lucky to work with all these incredibly talented people. I had a blast putting that together. There's some flute in there, some lap steel through a tape echo, some flute, some piccolo. And then that guitar loop, which really just goes through the whole track. It's kind of hypnotic. I was having trouble finding a place to shut it off. Anyway, let's move on to the next one. So this next track I call, or we call Slide. I wrote this with Amy B. and David Z. years ago. And it's a really interesting track because the instrumental was done way before it became a song. Back in the, I guess it was the early 90s, again, mid-90s, maybe mid-90s, I rented a space in the Marathon Car Factory in Nashville. And we had this really cool loft space. Jennifer Quigley had an art studio below, and I had this little loft up there where I had a really cool setup, and I would just go park there for a while and work on tracks. And this is one of those tracks where I had stumbled across an album of nuns singing somewhere, and I chopped up the nuns and put some crazy beats that I was influenced by, drum and bass and stuff back then, and I put this whole thing together in a couple of days. It's baritone guitar, and it's got a stylophone solo. Just a cool, weird, quirky track. And when I was working on the Universal Hall Pass album with Brian Kerrigan and Melissa Kay, this was one of the tracks that we did a little bit of work on, but it never turned into a song, so I carried it on. And Amy came up with this great top line for it, and we're going to play it here. A few of my friends have heard it because it's been one of my favorites that I play for people, but this will be its first, you know, introduction to the world. It's called Slide, and now Amy is working on an album under the name C. Helmsford, which is kind of cool because it's sort of a dedication to the Chelmsford era. So here we go with Slide.
Tell you like this, and you take it like that, and I need you like this, and you kiss me like...
Place to end it. That's at the end of the stylophone solo, and you hear those nuns those flying nuns or whatever kind of nuns they were, ending the track there. Great track. Just love that. One of my all-time favorites. And we're going to conclude with one more, and then I think it's going to be a double episode because we're already pretty far into this, and next week I'll do the next six. Okay, this last one holds a very special place in my heart. It was a song I wrote with Nuno Bettencourt. Again, I think it was the late 90s. I think it was after Schizophonic, because my dad had died, and it was probably 97, and I had this music kind of put together in a stereo form on a DAT, and I gave it to Nuno, and he chopped it up and just wrote brilliant lyrics and melodies and came up with the chorus lift part. And that's my favorite Nuno Bettencourt guitar solo of all time at the end. I think I'm going to have to play this whole track because his guitar solo at the end just is like, I can't even explain how cool it is and how different it is, really. He kind of went with this outer space vibe. It's called True Love in the Galaxy. And I always think of my dad when I listen to this song. I'm going to play this song, and at the end I'm going to tell you a little about the night that I first heard it. Here we go. True Love in the Galaxy by Nuno Bettencourt and myself.
Thank you.
True Love in the Galaxy. That guitar solo just always makes me just speechless, and it's full of a strange emotion. The night that Nuno debuted this for me in his car, it was a gold Lexus. I don't know what year it was, but anyway, it was a snowstorm, and I was stuck in Chelmsford, and he braved the crazy roads at probably 2 in the morning or something. I'm guessing, I can't remember exactly. And there was easily a foot and a half of snow in the parking lot, like no car should even go. And he said he was coming to play me the song. And he showed up and he flew into the driveway and did like a kind of a cool donut around and stopped the car in the foot and a half of snow. And I got in and I listened to this track as you just heard it. And it just, I couldn't stop bawling because all I could think about was my dad and True Love in the Galaxy, you know, just like his spirit being up there somewhere. And Nuno says, I know you're somewhere out there. I know you're somewhere out there. And it's just, you know, I'm not sure where it came from or what it meant to him, but at that moment it was just, you know, something I'll never forget. I don't remember much more than that about that night, but just sitting there in the car and hearing that solo, that sound, it was so intergalactic, interstellar, like it was so different than anything that I've heard him do since or before. So, you know, just a dream collaborator to be able to put something like this together with him is a forever wonderful memory for me. I might have talked about it on one of the earlier podcasts, maybe even the one that he was on. But there's a cool sample in there of there's this kind of eerie female vocal thing, and it's a patch I made for my Akai sampler that I called Hippie Chicks. And I took, I don't know where I got the single note thing, but I was able to like play various melodies and notes with that sample. And I used it in the Duran Duran song version of Crystal Ship, the Doors song. And if you listen to the beginning of the Doors song, even though it's a different melody that I played, it's the same sample. And I'm just realizing now that this is turning into a double episode because we're already like kind of over, and I think I'm going to make it a two-parter. And we will continue with the other half of the Cinematic Mojo Volume 1 album next week, which will mean it will already be out a week. But I can go into some details on those tracks. Thank you for coming by. And don't forget to check out our new website where we have places where you can send in evaluations of songs for mix evaluations. You can book consultations. There's all kinds of new things going on. A lot of very exciting things happening. And next week, I will wrap this up with part 2. And it's been great to have you guys here. Thanks for listening. This is Anthony J. Resta, Studio Secrets A to Z, signing off.